A Jewish Journal article. Rabbi Joshua Bidden. Preserving Moroccan Jewish Traditions. Rabbi Joshua Bidden, spiritual leader at M. Habanim Sephardic Congregation in Valley Village, grew up in a family that was always serving their community in Morocco. Both his mother's and father's family members were leaders of their congregations in his country of origin. His grandfather, after whom he is named, was the Shaliach Zabur, a Jewish prayer leader, at the M. Habanim Synagogue in Bidden's hometown, Witsan, in northern Morocco. My Jewish upbringing was very much inspired by the dedication to chesed and caring for the needs of the community I witnessed with my uncles in general, my family, he said. Bidden attended the M. Habanim Talmud Torah Cheder as a child, and then the Ozer Hadara School and Neve Shalom Yeshiva when his family moved to Fez. He came to the United States in the early 1970s. When he arrived, he began serving as youth director of M. Habanim Sephardic Congregation. He then joined the board of directors and eventually led the congregation twice as its president. During much of that time, I continued learning and teaching Torah, including a daily Daf Yomi class that has been going on now for about 25 years, he said. I took care of the rabbinic functions in the synagogue as a volunteer for a number of years. Serving my community was always of primary importance for me. The rabbi also worked in his family business selling fine art, but he said his most enjoyable, purposeful and rewarding activity was always learning and teaching Torah. Around 20 years ago, there was an opening to become the rabbi at his synagogue, and he was asked to be the acting rabbi. After some convincing from the synagogue leadership and other rabbis, he officially got smicha and became the rabbi of his congregation. It has been and continues to be an inspiring journey, Bidden said. One of Bidden's goals as a rabbi is to ensure that the Moroccan Jewish teachings and culture live on. This means singing Moroccan tunes, enjoying the cuisine and studying its texts, like a collection of several hundred books by Moroccan Torah scholars that is housed in M. Habanim's library. He estimates that there are about 20,000 Moroccan Jews in Los Angeles. I am very proud of our heritage and consider it of great importance to perpetuate our rich liturgy, customs and traditions into the next generations, he said. I remember them from my childhood in Morocco. In fact, in our synagogue we have preserved the traditional tunes, unique melodies, the delicious foods, the warm hospitality and the traditional celebrations. Bidden also keeps up a connection with his country of origin. 2.5 years ago, his congregation paid tribute to His Majesty King Mohammed VI in an event at the Beverly Hills Hotel called A Salute to Morocco, Honoring a Dynasty of Tolerance. We expressed our gratitude to His Majesty for the preservation and renovation of synagogues and Jewish cemeteries, and for all his kindnesses to the Jewish community in Morocco, Bidden said. Along with preserving Moroccan traditions, what the rabbi enjoys about his work is helping families afford Jewish school. This year, his synagogue is assisting with partial scholarships for more than 60 students to attend Orthodox Jewish day schools. One of the most satisfying feelings is seeing the students I helped years ago attend Jewish day schools raise observant families and become contributing members of the community, he said. Above all else, this is his goal, to help people connect to Judaism and see the beauty in it, like he does. I love showing how our holy Torah and its mitzvah are a guide to a fulfilled, happy and meaningful life, he said. I aspire always to do the will of Hashem and hopefully inspire others to do the same. N. Fast Takes with Joshua Bidden. Jewish Journal. What does your perfect Shabbat look like? Joshua Bidden. The perfect Shabbat is when the children and grandchildren are there to celebrate Shabbat. Aside from the meals, the day is spent learning and enjoying the spirituality of the day. JJ. What is your favorite Jewish food? JB. The variety of Moroccan Shabbat salads. JJ. How about your favorite Sephardic melody? JB. Yafa Vetama. A song that describes the great virtues of our holy Torah. JJ. What do you do on your day off? JB. I really don't think I ever have a day off. There seems to always be something I am busy with.